Hi kids, how are you all? I hope you like my earlier stories of Dumbo the elephant. So this time also I have brought another very beautiful story about the Dumbo and Timothy story. So are you ready to listen? So let's begin. "Whee!" cried Timothy Mouse as he flew through the air atop Dumbo's head. The little elephant used his giant ears to zoom straight to the very top of the circus tent. "Way to go!" whooped Timothy Mouse. "Can we try a loop-the-loop next?" asked Timothy. Dumbo nodded eagerly and flapped his ears to gain speed. Soon he was swooping down, then up, around and down, and across the tent again. "That was our best loop-the-loop yet!" exclaimed Timothy. Dumbo smiled as he landed on the ground. "Great rehearsal," Timothy told Dumbo. "But I think we have practiced enough this morning. What do you say? We take a break?" As the two friends walked outside, they heard voices call Dumbo's name. They turned to see the crowd of circus performers waving. Great flying," said the clown. "You are amazing," added the sword swallower. "We are very big fans of you," called an acrobat. "Don't let this stardom go to your head, pal," Timothy whispered to Dumbo just as his own friends ran up cheering for him. "Oh, it's Timothy Mouse," squealed a girl mouse. "Oh, isn't he cute?" said a friend. "Oh, it's Timothy a mouse," squealed a girl mouse. Again, "Oh, isn't he cute?" "You can have the rest of the morning off," Timothy told Dumbo with a wink as his friend dragged him away. "Take a nap, you will practice later." Dumbo nodded sleepily. That sounded like a good idea to him. The little elephant mazed his way towards the circus train car where he lived with his mother and Timothy. Suddenly, he heard someone shout, "Oh no, my beautiful balloons, they are floating away." Sure enough, a big bunch of colorful balloons were drifting into the sky. Quickly, Dumbo sprang into action. As soon as he reached them, he grabbed the balloon strings tightly with his trunk. Dumbo carried balloons back to the balloon seller, who took them gratefully. "Thanks, Dumbo, you are the best. You saved my day," said the man. Dumbo smiled a big smile. He was just happy he could be to himself. Dumbo waved goodbye to the man, readier than ever for his nap. As he walked towards his train car, however, he saw a crowd gathered in front of the circus tent. Using his trunk, Dumbo politely nudged his way in to see what was going on. A little girl stood in the middle of the crowd with tears streaming down her face. "I want my mommy," she cried. "I think the poor kid is lost," said the magician. "I bet her mom is as upset as she is," a juggler said. Even the strong man was feeling sorry for her. "We have got to help her, but now?" he asked. Dumbo walked over and gently tapped the little girls on the shoulder with his trunk. "Great idea, Dumbo," exclaimed the juggler. "You can help the girl find her mother from the air." With the girls on his back, Dumbo flew high above the circus tents. Holding on tight, the girl could see everything, including her mother in the crowd. "There is my mommy," she shouted happily, pointed to a woman on the ground. Dumbo landed and the girl ran into her mother's open arms. "I was so worried, my baby," said the girl's mother. "Thank you, Dumbo." Dumbo smiled back. He was just glad that he would be there to help. Now Dumbo was really ready for the nap. But suddenly, a pie whizzed past his trunk. Dumbo turned to see some clowns practicing their pie throwing act. In no time, they were covered with the pink whipped cream from head to toe. "What a mess," said one of the clowns, licking the pie filling from around his lips. "Shower time," said another. Dumbo smiled at the gooey, sticky pie covered clowns and an idea popped into his head. Dumbo flew over to a tank of water and filled his trunk. Then he flew back and sprayed the water all over the clowns with one big whoosh. Instantly, the pie was all washed away. "Thanks, Dumbo," called the clowns as they laughed and waved. When Dumbo finally arrived at his train car, he sighed and looked around. No balloons were loose, no children were lost, and no clown needed rinsing off. So Dumbo snuggled down into the soft hay and very quickly fell asleep. A moment later, however, Timothy walked in. "Are you still sleeping, Dumbo?" the mouse asked. "Come on, back up, it's time to practice," But Dumbo was too tired to even lift his head. "Well, that's the last time I'll let you rest," exclaimed Timothy. "From now on, it's just practice, practice and practice." Dumbo slightly smiled without opening his eyes. That sounded fine to him. Practice would be easy compared to trying to get some rest. So this is all about this beautiful Dumbo and Timothy. So let's meet tomorrow with some new story. I hope you like this story. Till that, goodbye, good night, and do take care of yourself.